27.
No, that's good for me. That's really good for me.
So how are you doing physically? I mean, where are you happy where you're at in rehab and everything?
Yeah, man. Doing well. Doing well.
What was it like facing Andrew Luck?
It was great. It was fun, you know. Got to compete. You know, I had some, got to talk with him after the game, you know, kind of gave him a couple jokes as to how come he didn't throw it to my side as much. But, yeah, I enjoyed it, man. He's a great player. He deserves to get taken very high, hopefully number one. I mean, he's a Pac-12 guy, so I'm rooting for him.
What's it like trying to get into this league after what you've been through and not having played football for such a long time?
To be honest, it's just adversity, man. For me, it's just another bump on the road. I mean, we all face adversity. It's really nothing different to me.
You feel like you're back to where you were?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to compete and show everybody what they've been missing.
Are you going to do everything here or what,
no,
what's
sir.
Your plan?
No, sir. No, I'll bench here and then I'll compete everything else. Compete with all the other drills at my pro day.
That's the 24th?
It's the 16th, actually. Yeah, everyone keeps thinking it's the 24th. The 24th was last year's date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's the 16th.
What do you hope to do for teams here? What impression do you want to leave them? What do you want to accomplish?
I mean, for one, I'm trying to show them that I'm healthy. I mean, that's first and foremost. That's everyone's biggest question, everyone's biggest concern. So just to show them that I'm healthy, I'm glad that I'm here because I get to show people who I really am. You know, they get to see my character and the type of person I am and how I carry myself as an individual.
Is waiting for your pro day, is that a choice or is that injury related?
No, it's a choice. That's a choice. I mean, I just decided, I mean, our pro day is with 2.5 weeks after this, so it just made more sense to me to take advantage of the time.
Your height and weight?
5'10", 202.
What was your best game in college?
I had to narrow it down to one.
Give me a couple.
I'll give you Oregon, 2010, SC, 2010, Stanford, 2010.
Why these games?
The big games, man. Big games, lights and all, I don't know. That's just, I'm just a big game player.
You feel like you've forgotten it all? I mean, when you're healthy, people were talking about first round.
Have I forgotten what?
No, you think people have forgotten you?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, you got to look at it like this. I mean, though, it's like the old saying, out of sight, out of mind, you know? So that's why I'm glad that I'm blessed that I had the opportunity to be here, you know, to show everybody that, you know, I'm healthy and that I can still compete with everybody else around the nation.
Vontaze is speaking right now. There's a lot of knocks about him and his personality. What do you think about that?
You don't know him. You know? That's a lot of the outside, you know, on the outside looking in. I see it all the time on TV where they always say, man, this guy has a lot of off-the-field issues. This dude's never been in trouble one time. Like, how do you make that statement? It's a false statement, you know? It kind of irritates me because, I mean, they beat him up, man, you know, for no reason. And it's because people don't know him.
What did you get from guarding Jarrell Robinson in practice every day?
Oh, Jarrell's a big, big body, man. I mean, he's a physical guy, great competitor. I enjoy the competition. So, and we're good friends off the field, so it's just fun, man.
So, I mean, you're a little bit of a shorter guy. So, I mean, did you benefit from going against that taller?
Saying I'm short?
I mean, compared to some other corners?
No, it's all good. Yeah, man. I mean, to be honest, I would rather guard a bigger guy than a smaller guy, you know?
You think your quickness helps you compensate for your height?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. I mean, when I see big guys, I don't think they can move like me. Yeah.
Now you return kicks and punts.
Yes, sir.
Did you do other special teams as well?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Even last year?
No, I didn't do anything last year. Okay. I did not compete last year.
Okay. Did you play more man coverage, zone coverage? What?
It all depends on the game plan, but we play a lot of man. A lot of man. Outside. A lot of man within zone.
Okay. Outside, nickel?
Both.
Both? Mm-hmm. You think man's your strong suit?
Yeah, I prefer man.
Is there a guy that you emulate that you like to say that you take after or you want to be like?
I like a lot of guys' games. Particularly Asante Samuel. I love his game. I obviously love Darrell Revis' game.
API down in Dallas.
That's about it. I mean, I'm not really trying to be like anybody but myself. Make my own path and make my own statement in this league.
Yeah. What do you think you have to improve upon for your transition to NFL? Getting excited about the game. Your biggest improvement, I should say.
I'm not sure, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of unsure about that question. I guess I could improve more on using my hands more, you know, at the line of scrimmage. Sometimes I get in the habit of just trying to mirror guys. So.
Cool. Thanks, Omar.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks, Omar.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor.